treat standardized education the way it treats you. In an ineffective education system, graduation marks the height of failure. It is as stained and ineffective as education itself. The only reason why you don't understand the urgency of your betrayal is because you genuinely do not know what you are missing. When you don't know, you just follow, waiting for other people to deliver the answers to you. You will be left half blind to the good life, and with stress, overwork, and deeply rooted sadness. You then mutter the same 6 words that people who can still afford regret always mutter in the end. How was I supposed to know? You were supposed to know the moment you got your first bad grade, or the moment someone looked at you as lost cause, or even damaged goods. When an adult condemns you for any reason, you don't bow to them in hopes of rising again. You reject them, you creature of the stars. You don't have a career. The cubicle was always a sham. And if you ever cross a liar, your reputation and prestige will be the first to go, and it will happen in a day and a half flat. All you ever really had was your own beautiful mind filled with your very own curiosities that, when answered, create a density of knowledge that facts irrelevant to your aims or interests could never even point towards. Let me put it this way. All it takes to destroy the modern parts of civilization is standardized education, which over time can only dumb itself down. There is no such thing as a Western culture. It's not about direction. It's about advancement. It's about maturity. It's about the heights of wisdom. All it takes to get a solid grasp on science and develop a yearning for computation, be it on computer or on paper, is a long walk in the woods with all the narrated books that the world's clear-thinking, non-religious intellectuals love. You get on the Appalachian Trail, after a few days discover your hunger for books, and before you know it, you are captivated by science popularizers and storytellers. But you have to be away from manipulators, liars, pretenders, and those who are inconvenienced by your existence. You have to be you, unpunished, be it poverty, teachers, or parents, and uninterrupted, be it overwork, stress, threat, or some other poison. Do you hear me? What you don't know is that you can't get an education by merely being taught. You have to lead the way. You have to walk the trails. You have to ask the AI. You cannot be told what to learn. That's not how learning works. Being taught or coerced into memorization gives you knowledge with the density of foam. Schools will sell you the least it takes. They will sell you a mere impression of education. Think about what you are doing. Think about what you are learning, what you used to learn. Please understand that it is true that the choices you make today dictate all of the life ahead of you. Please avoid the inauthentic. Avoid pretending to learn. and focus on your intellectual inheritance stored in countless thousands of books, because you will otherwise get stuck repeating the same old mistakes, spinning around in circles and loops and dots. Please get your backpack, find a three-season tent, and aim not to really return until you listen to the top 150 life-changing books, and then walk the Pacific Crest and Continental Divide as well. Get your Triple Crown and the rest of the books that you really need, but don't understand it yet. You can't rely on others in an uneducated world. They'll just march to their doom. And you can't rely on becoming an artist or walking in on classes barefoot. Those eras are long gone. I'm sorry, but learning programming is all you have. It's the noblest and most beautiful art. It's the only thing that can really set you free from that 9-to-5 that you can safely keep and always count on throughout the incredibly long life ahead of you. Unlike med or law school, programming is connected to every one of your thoughts and curiosities. By simulation, by visualization, by controlling machines as if they were an orchestra, by automating everything around you, by holding long conversations with AI about the code and where you want to take it. So as long as you dictate where you are going, becoming a programmer is the only thing that is compatible with adventure, creativity, thinking, and rising. Competent AI can run on your home computer now. It can run on a phone and in a browser. That represents a university of teachers and a universe of discoveries. Unless you have a better idea, I suggest you treat standardized education like the insult that it is. You need a real education, knowledge density that only your own mind can forge. And you need to inherit the culture of greatness from all those who held it. You need to grow all the way up until you stand as a great being. Do not gamble with the content of your mind and character. The house always wins. You will be left facing either homelessness or overwork with nothing inexhaustible in you to wage a war against the two imposters. Restart your education with thousands of books in your pocket, an Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails as your friends and as your teachers. Think like a warrior. Think like a creature of the stars. Rise to every height and learn, really learn, to no end.